This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. A new Shakespeare company, Alchemical Theater, presents Much Ado About Nothing. Christopher Marino directs this production and plays the villain, Don John. Marino put a Southern spin on the play, setting it in the post-Civil War South. I spoke with Marino and actor Fred Grandy. How do you look through the eyes of Shakespeare and put on the glasses of Robert E. Lee?
A lot of it is trying to find parallel worlds, right? And so, you know, we look at post-Civil War, Reconstruction era. What are the rules of the world? Where are there, it's a society that has a status structure. There are people that have, that are part of the gentility, people that are not. It's very much the case in Shakespeare as well. The other thing that we know about Much Ado is that at the beginning of it, there is a war or a battle. The play doesn't really talk about what the battle was about, but we do know that Don Pedro is on the winning side, Don John was on the losing side, and they're brothers. So there, a lot of the rules of Much Ado match up with post, you know, Civil War society. So Don John, Baraccio, and Conrad, Conrad and Baraccio are actually returning in chains, and Pedro, Claudio, and Benedict are part of the Union soldiers that are coming to town. Don John is more of the profile of, say, a bushwhacker, you know, the guy that was in the fields doing all the sort of raids that were not part of structured military. And so his lament is, this is changing. You know, why am I sad? I'm sad because I live in a world now that I don't understand anymore. What we're doing at the play is to embrace its extreme comedy.
Yes.
The sort of Southern hook allows characters like Dogberry and Verges and The Watch to fall into a place where they make sense. I think Shakespeare wrote in dialect, even though he's not prescriptively telling us they pronounce things differently. The cadences and rhythms of it are definitely country. And so what's great about that is, especially, again, the rules of Southern society, we already have a structure in place. We understand that there's a status structure. So when people talk differently, it means something in the South. If we did that in the North, they'd go, oh, yeah, they did in Southern dialect. Okay.
But you know, another thing, and it's interesting, somebody asked me when we first started rehearsal, said, well, who's your prototype for Leonato? And I said, Matlock.
Yeah.
And if you look at Dogberry, you say, well, that would be Boss Hogg on the Dukes of Hazzard. And you can find these parallels that are surprisingly complementary with what Shakespeare was writing. That's why I think this is a surprisingly easy fit. And to Chris's point, this is a funny show.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a comedy. There's some very serious stuff in it. But I think it's one of his funniest shows, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, it's got broad comedy, it's got great wit play, it's got some beautiful verse in it, and then it has room for you to figure out physical comedy, and it's perfect.
That was Christopher Marino and Fred Grandy there at the end. Much Ado About Nothing opens this Saturday at UNCW's Main Stage Theater. We'll hear more from Fred Grandy next week. You may remember him as Gopher from The Love Boat. He's heavily involved in Alchemical Theater, and he's playing Leonato in this production. Find details at whqr.org.